Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. Today, we hear new music from singer Demi Lovato. We also tell about some women who play American football. But first, we go to New York to see the new huge space for Islamic art at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Eight years ago, the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York began putting many of its Islamic art pieces into storage. The museum was launching a project to greatly expand the space for the collection. Now, the new Islamic art galleries have opened, and June Sims has our report.
New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art is a major holder of Islamic art. The collection includes Qurans as well as paintings, floor coverings, and other objects, many of them rare. The collection represents many cultures and covers a period of 1,300 years. On Tuesday, the museum reopened its collection in 15 new spaces. The greatly expanded space for Islamic art covers about 1,800 square meters. The rooms are grouped by region and period, from the 7th century to the end of the 19th century. Sheila Canby is the museum's chief curator of Islamic art.
Our galleries are named the galleries for the art of the Arab lands, Turkey, Iran, Central Asia, and later South Asia. And we have done that because that is the geographical region, area, spread that we cover.
A prayer space from Iran, covered in tiles, was placed facing east toward Mecca. Visitors can also find handmade carpets so large that a team of people had to carry them in. Skilled workers from Morocco traveled to New York to help build one of the galleries. They spent 8 months creating a traditional Moroccan courtyard inside the museum. It includes a fountain, columns, and archways. The new spaces include the Damascus Room. It was a room in a big Syrian house in the early 1700s. Workers took it apart and shipped it to New York, then rebuilt the room inside the museum. Experts repaired and restored each element of the carved and painted wood and the artistic tiles in the room. Sheila Canby says the Damascus Room also includes writings or inscriptions.
Inscriptions that are poetical inscriptions that praise the house, praise the owner, and praise the Prophet Muhammad.
One of Sheila Canby's favorite pieces is a white bowl from the 10th century. Written on it is a saying, "Planning before work saves you from regret."
That's a very charming statement, but the fact is that the object itself, I think, is sublimely beautiful because of that purity of design.
1,200 works are shown in the new galleries at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. However, that represents just one-tenth of the museum's more than 12,000 pieces of Islamic art.
American football has replaced baseball as America's favorite sport. Football has traditionally been played by men, big men who like to hit. However, in the past few years, there has been an increase in the number of women's professional football leagues. Faith Lapidus has our story.
The women play by the same rules and with the same level of physical contact as the men's sport. Tarsha Fain is team captain of the Baltimore Nighthawks.
I feel women can do anything a man can do. The same way they get out there and hit, we get out there and hit too.
Fain and team owner Tanya Bryan were part of the first ever Women's World Championship last year. The American team, with Fain playing and Bryan serving as team manager, won the gold medal.
To be the first time it was done and be part of it, you know, no one else can ever say that. So it's just a wonderful feeling, and I'm so proud of that.
About 10 women's professional football leagues have been formed in the United States in recent years. Many have either joined with other leagues or failed, but the sport continues to grow. Ganche Mosanen is an offensive specialist for the Nighthawks. She has played football for 28 years. Mosanen says the sport is her therapy. It is what she looks forward to the most.
I feel it's a transformation when I go from putting on my gear and stepping on this football field. It's a huge mental transformation.
Mosanen moved to America from Iran as a child. She remembers the first time she ever played football at a game in her neighborhood.
I remember getting the phone call from my cousin saying, come on out, we need one more person to play. And I didn't know what it was. I had never played the game, and I remember going out there and just fell in love with it.
Most of the other players on the Nighthawks have also played since they were children. Most played unofficially or in non-contact leagues. But for team owner Tanya Bryan, women's football was a completely new experience.
It's funny, I didn't even realize the sport existed for women, and I got a phone call from a friend of mine, and she said there was an opportunity to own a team in Baltimore, and I thought it sounded really exciting, and I said yes, and 4 years later, here I am.
Proud of you.
When Bryan bought the team, she did not expect to make money right away. After 4 years, she is no longer losing money. But Bryan says what was most important to her was giving young women a chance to play ball.
Most of the time, as women growing up, we're told, you know, not to be aggressive and, you know, not to be assertive. And it's nice to have an outlet where you can come somewhere and let all of that out. You know, you can be loud, you can hit somebody, you can just let it all go. And, you know, I think it's really healthy. You know, it's great athleticism is required for football, and the team camaraderie is just fantastic.
The teamwork was great in the team's recent game against the Philadelphia Firebirds. After a slow first half, the Nighthawks score and hang on for an 8-0 win.
Elation. I mean, if the team deserves it. We've been playing hard. It's amazing. Now it's our chance to make a championship.
The Nighthawks did not win the championship, but they say having a chance to play this traditionally men's sport against other women is itself a victory.
Singer Demi Lovato has a new album. Unbroken comes after a difficult year for the former Disney star. Last November, she left her show and her concert series to enter a treatment center. Bob Doty has our story and plays music from the new record.
Unlike so many young stars, Demi Lovato did not enter treatment to deal with a drug or alcohol problem. Lovato was suffering from an eating disorder and other self-destructive behaviors. After she left treatment last January, she was very open about what happened to her. She said she had been bullied since middle school, mostly about her weight. She said her unhealthy relationship with food resulted. Now, the 19-year-old says, she feels like a different person. She told MTV that she is excited about her life now. Unbroken seems to represent the new hope she has. The first single from the album was Skyscraper, a song about rising from ruins.
Skies are crying, I'm watching, catching teardrops in my hands. Only silence as it's ending, like we never had a chance. Do you have to make me feel like there's nothing left of me? You can take everything I have, you can break everything I am, like I'm made of glass, like I'm made of paper. Go on and try to tear me down, I will be right.
Demi Lovato is an activist for efforts to end bullying in America's schools. She also has advice for girls with eating disorders. She says to speak up and not to be afraid to get help. The second single from Unbroken is Who's That Boy? The teenager has described it as a fun and sexy song.
I wanna get you by yourself, yeah, have you to myself. I don't need nobody else, don't want nobody else. He's special, I know, his smile, it glows. He's perfect, it shows, let's go.
I've been staring at you, and I could do it all night. You're looking like an angel, but the kind of body needs a spotlight. Ain't nobody know your name, but looking like you do could be fake. See us making waves from the back of the club to a bed in the shade. Now I don't know who you are, but you look like a star, and everybody here be thinking, who's that?
We leave you with Demi Lovato performing Give Your Heart a Break.
The day I first met you, you told me you never fall in love. But now that I get you, I know fear is what it really was. Now here we are.
Our program was written by June Sims and Katie Weaver, who was also our producer. If you have a question about American life, send it to mosaic@voanews.com or click on the Contact Us link at voaspecialenglish.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at VOA Learning English. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.